morning, America. Let me give you a little more oomph. Good morning, America.
There you go.
Welcome to Thursday, June the 13th, 2024. Just give her a little more oomph. Turn it up a little bit. Welcome to the Boss Big Show, 1071 997 FM on the radio, on your Boss app, 1071theboss.com. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with Joseph P. Nolan, Kermit the Wonder Frog, Nor'easter Nick, Miss Valerie Seagraves at her perch as well, Silly Song Guy Kevin. Doing parody songs about road rage going postal. It's great.
That was a lot.
What a Thursday.
That was a lot.
We're ready to roll this morning. Well, the saga continues with Joey Chestnut. Did you see this? So he's still banned from competing on the 4th of July over on Coney Island, the big famous hot dog eating contest, but they've gotten him. And what's the other guy's name, Joe? Is it Kobayashi? Is that his name?
Kobayashi
is retired, but he's the arch nemesis, if you remember, early in Joey Chestnut's competitive food eating career. And the two of them are going to do a Netflix special now where they compete, just the two of them. Last time they did this was back in 2009. So it's been, about 15 years? And here we go. And I'll tell you, who cares about the Nathan's contest now? This is like seeing Michael Jordan play against Shaquille or something like that, you know? It's a big deal. So get ready if you get the Netflix to watch Joey and Kobayashi go at it. A battle of the hot dog eating titans.
It'll be interesting.
Kobayashi's beaten him a bunch of times, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It'd be interesting because I know he's actually beaten him, and I wonder if they're going to let them use whatever hot dogs they want.
Well, it ain't going to be Nathan's, that's for sure.
No.
I know, but then does that change the competition? Like, what if, are they going to eat the same hot dogs, or are they going to be different? And then does that change the competition?
You mean the texture of the hot dog make it harder to eat as many quickly?
Because, like, those, I've never had the Impossible brand hot dogs, but I have had a vegan hot dog. And the texture and it's just a different, it's different. And
not
so
a
I
hot
think,
dog.
No, it's not a hot dog.
It's not really.
It's vegetable encasing.
It's not vegetable. It's soy, mostly.
What is soy? What is it? A bean? What is it? Mm-hmm. So it's a bean.
It's a bean.
It's a bean.
Yeah, but the way that you eat it is going to be different because the texture is different. And so then does that change? Does that change? And does, if, I don't know, I just have questions. I do. I have questions.
I think you might be taking it a little too seriously.
Well, no.
Well, I'm sure they are
fair.
Taking it seriously, too.
Yeah.
Now, he's the spokesperson. Joey is the spokesperson for Impossible Burger, who make now vegetable or vegan-friendly hot dogs. That's what it is?
Yes.
And that's why he's banned from Nathan's, because Nathan's like, well, it's not what we do. You're our competitor. This is people hate our hot dogs.
Right, right.
All right. Well, this is from ESPN. It says two gastronomic icons who have won the combined 22 mustard belts at Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest will face off in an all-beef hot dog battle against each other September 2nd in an event streamed by Netflix. Location to be determined.
So just no brand name, but all beef.
It doesn't say a brand name, at least not that I'm saying.
Interesting.
They must be giving Joey a big hunk of change because he's still eating beef. It's not like he's suddenly gone vegan. So he's just a spokesperson saying, well, I'll also eat these. If I'm going to eat a vegan dog, I'm going to eat this one. Is that what it is? How is he? He seems like a terrible spokesperson for people who are interested in buying vegan hot dogs, doesn't he? Because he's still eating beef all the time. Now he's in a competition where he's eating beef.
Yeah,
seems like a strange guy to hire to be your spokesperson, doesn't it? You think they'd get somebody who's all into PETA and all of that.
Yeah, that seems like that could be an issue. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know either. I just think that, you know, they're not hot dogs, but he does.
Well, Kobayashi, like I said, has been out of the game for a while, so what kind of preparation you do to get ready to...
I don't know. That is a good question. I'm sure you do have to do some sort of preparation or you'll
have
make yourself sick.
No.
Yeah.
If you don't start eating like crap now.
But that's the thing is we all just assume that they just eat like slobs all the time, but that's not the case
at
all.
No, it's not.
They actually go through a whole deal where they get so many calories, so many vegetables, just speed up their metabolism, and they work with nutritionists and... I don't know. Then you see that guy on that Man vs. Food show, and he looks like he's like if a heart attack were a person.
Yeah.
His face is flush red. He's sweating. His hair is crazy
that
all the time.
That makes me nervous every time he starts eating.
He eats like a pound of pizza on the TV show. So I don't know if he's doing it right, but these guys that are, and there's a whole like association, just like the NFL, there's the Professional Food Eaters Association, whatever's going, that they're the ones that banned him from this whole thing.
Right.
They agreed with Nathan's. So they're big guys, but they're not necessarily, you know, eating bags of food on the couch every night watching TV. It's not like that at all, despite what you might think.
Right.
I would think that when you do something like this where it's not the most nutritious of food. I mean, it's not the worst food, but it's not the most nutritious of food, that if your body's not used to eating food like that, you probably will get very sick after attempting to eat so many of them, though. Mm-hmm. So I mean, because your body does change when you eat different types of, you know, if you're eating a plant-based meal or you're eating all natural foods and then you eat hot dogs with ketchup and mustard and bread, I mean, that's really going to upset your stomach. So I think they probably have to eat some sort of something. Yeah. I don't know.
You think it's like the training sequence, Joey Chestnut? Yeah. He's getting all pumped up watching Sylvester Stallone punching cow meat.
I don't know what they do. That's bizarre.
There he goes. All right. I got a feeling he's going to lose. I think Kobayashi is going to beat him, and that's going to be the big upset.
Yeah,
I think Kobayashi.
He might literally crush him, tell you the truth. He's a big fella.
Yeah, right. Big fella.
Hot.
Hot.
On the Thursday broadcast today, we'll do the Fast Five Horrible Scopes. Russell, have those, just a few. Your passes into the Listener Appreciation Party we're doing, Boss Listener Appreciation Night in Seaside at Breakwater Beaches, June 26th. And we'll play Thursdates for your chance to win, part of the wide world of rotating entertainment on a Thursday. You tell us the year. We'll go in a Boss Time Machine back in the day. Tell us what the year is. First person to do it will win those passes. 7:10 this morning, we'll play a radio match game, do a super match against Rochelle. You win yourself tickets. Go see the farewell tour, Cyndi Lauper, this October at the Garden. A little bit later on, we'll try and get you qualified for $10,000 Boss Cartoon Cash. We had a big winner yesterday. Was that yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yep.
Yesterday we had a big winner, qualified for $10,000, and we're about a week away from that big jackpot drawing, $10,000.
It's exciting.
Well, after 8 o'clock this morning, your chance. He said.
She said.
At 7:50, before we get there, we'll do Mom Confessions, a whole lot more. Right now, time for the CBB, the CBUB, your community bulletin board, local businesses, organizations, community groups putting on fun events. We do our best to share them all right here each and every day. If you have something you'd like us to mention, all you got to do is go on the Text Connect to Facebook page, 1071theboss.com, and let us know. You can always go on the website, too, and get a complete list of both station events where the Boss Roadies are going to be and community events.
The community bulletin board is powered by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic in Manasquan. Get ready for summer at Beauty and Wellness Day on June 22nd from 10 to 2. Visit jerseyweightlossclinic.com for all the details.
All right, Boss Roadies are on the move this weekend. All starts tomorrow at noontime. Kane will be out with Homestead Steaks, your big frozen meat sale. They sell the meat right out of the truck for you at amazing deals. It's 40% off. What is it, 40% off, right? So you get the meat and the seafood, and you do a little grilling this Father's Day weekend. Going to be in the parking lot of Jackson Premium Outlets. Kane will be there tomorrow. Then Michelle will be out on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, an early one on Father's Day, Jack will be out on Sunday. So make sure to look for the Boss Roadies all weekend long. Island Heights Community Yard Sale is going on Saturday from 8 a.m. till 3. Hop around town, find treasures and finds. One man's trash could be your treasure, baby.
It's very true.
IslandHeightsBorough.gov for all the details, and good luck spelling borough. The British spelling. Borough.
Borough.
Blah, 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 blah. Hey, this is exciting. It's Sea Turtle Day on Saturday.
Aww.
Sea Turtle Day is noon to 4 at Jenks Aquarium, which is a great aquarium. It's just big enough.
It is just. That's
just when the kids are losing interest in learning about animals, you're done.
That's the best way to describe that aquarium.
It's just
perfect size.
Just big enough. Sea Turtle Day, Saturday at Jenks, and you learn about one of the world's most beloved and beautiful sea creatures, the sea turtle. There'll be keeper chats, activities, crafts, and more, and of course, you'll meet some sea turtles, all ages, included with general admission right there in Jenkinson's. It's jenkinsons.com/aquarium. Father's Day boat tour is going on this weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Tuckerton Seaport. Celebrate Dad with a one-hour narrated boat ride on the Tuckerton Creek.
And now, look to your left as we travel the Tuckerton Seaport. Good morning, passenger.
TuckertonSeaport.org for all the details.
Found your future job. It's could pretty
be,
good.
Could be any day now.
Yep.
Let me tell you. And also, I want to mention, once again, we got to get over the Freehold VFW, the Freehold Elks Veterans Committee. They're throwing on June 29th a big 105-year-old birthday for Evelyn, who is a World War II veteran. She was a Lieutenant Army nurse. Turns 105 on June the 29th. They're having a big event over there, and you're welcome to attend. Again, that's with the Freehold Elks at the Freehold VFW. Goes on from 1 to 6 on June the 29th. I was just thinking about this again yesterday. We heard from our friend Anne-Marie over there with the Freehold VFW.
Yes.
Got to get over there. I know we've done a couple we've had a couple of events over the past week. Got to do a little hobnobbing with the fancy celebrity people. I desperately want to get my picture with Evelyn. She's the biggest superstar I can think of. I'm so flattered we were invited to this thing.
Yes.
But we're not going to be able to attend the party because it happens to fall on a day where we have a family event. But we're going there next week. I just want to remind everyone else that the event for the public goes on Freehold VFW on Saturday, June the 29th. That is from, 1 to 6 in the afternoon.
Okay.
All right. And the next Springsteen on Sunday, bar anticipation, Lake Como. Tom will be there, live bands, prizes, and more. Starting Sunday, June the 23rd, week from Father's Day. Doors at 8, radio show at 9. Don't miss it. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the CBUB, the Community Bulletin Board. In our wide, roving, rotating world of Thursday entertainment, it's Thursday. It's You Tell Us the Year. We'll get you passes into Boss Listener Appreciation Night at Breakwater Beach. That's coming up next. Cyndi Lauper tickets about 7:10 this morning playing Supermatch. But right now, look at the weekend, Father's Day weekend. See how your luck will fare. According to your sign, here's your horoscopes. It's Uncle Ross.
Aries, any pressure building in a friendship or a project can vie for your attention now.
Wow.
Today's Mars-Pluto aspect can point to emerging resentments related to differing values or issues of respect. Huh? If you've kept too much to yourself, the stress can get to you now.
Oh, boy.
Taurus, your desire to assert your independence or simply go your own way and do your own thing is stronger than usual today, with Mars currently transiting your sign until July 20th. Stress comes today if you push processes that should be allowed to unfold over time. Gemini, it's not an ideal day to take shortcuts or vent your frustrations.
Never is.
A difference of opinion could get you more riled up than usual, and it's hard to do or think of much else. You might find yourself fixated on an unresolved, frustrating matter as Mars forms a square with Pluto.
Hey.
Cancer, today is a time to take charge and eliminate a habit that doesn't work in your favor. Remember, whether it's a superstition, fear, or another attitude that gives the power up to something or someone else instead of keeping it for yourself, you have the power to change it.
Always.
Leo, Mars is stirring up your ambitions as it transits your solar 10th house until July 20th, and it's one of the more goal-oriented periods of the year. But with today's Mars-Pluto clash, there can be a conflict between a relationship and your duties, responsibilities, or worldly and strategic goals.
Oh, excuse me, sorry.
Virgo, today's moon keeps you energized in the background. It's best not to overextend yourself today, but the Mars-Pluto transit can find you getting fired up over an issue. Think about ways to share the load or divide your time more efficiently so you can catch a break. Libra, while the moon in your easygoing social sector is cooperative and light, Mars in your intimacy sector until July 20th can stir up previously buried matter. And in its clash with Pluto today, it can aggravate tensions in relationships or on an emotional level.
Oh, no.
Aim to let go of something even a little if your grip is too tight.
You're squeezing.
Scorpio, Mars, the planet of action and energy, is transiting your partnership sector until July 20th, exciting your interactions and cooperative efforts.
Ooh.
Today, Mars clashes with Pluto in your home and family sector, and you'll be in the best shape if you take time to relax, center yourself, and pursue your ambitions later.
Pluto!
Sagittarius, with Mars transiting your sector of work, health, and habits until July 20th, you have a boost of energy and motivation to tackle your daily affairs.
Boost!
However, as Mars and Pluto form a square today, it's about letting go of projects, ideas, or attitudes that keep you from thriving and growing.
The boost!
Capricorn, some concerns and worries may pressure you at times today with a Mars-Pluto square that has you feeling conflicted. Your goal is to manage fears and insecurities that have prevented you from following your heart, pursuing love, or expressing yourself creatively. Aquarius, Mars is transiting your solar fourth house until July 20th.
Really?
Stirring up buried matter on an emotional level or energizing your home and personal life. As it's in a challenging aspect with Pluto today, Mars can highlight how these things conflict with your plans and need for independence.
And
finally, Pisces.
Okay.
Today's Mars-Pluto square can ramp up tension at times, especially by stirring up lingering control issues. There can be uneasy feelings, words, or thoughts, but it's an excellent time to recognize and address these emotions if they're still hanging around.
All right, there he is, Uncle Ross, with your Thursday horrible scopes. We're going to wrap them up, and we're going to rip them apart. And then we're going to ring that bell like we always wanted to.
That's right.
Phone lines wide open now. We'll get a contestant ready to go. 732 774-4444. Time to play in the wide rotating world of Thursday entertainment. Robbie and Rochelle in the mornings. Thursdates. We hop now. Fire up the flux capacitor into the Boss time machine.
Fire it up.
Boy, this is all very dumb, isn't it?
Yes.
We're going to take you back to a year of history. Give you a couple of things that happened that year, both locally and around the world. And you tell us, what year was it? All right, first person to figure out the year when passes into Boss Listener Appreciation Night at Breakwater Beach. We do this big party at the beach in Seaside, Breakwater, every single year. This year it's June the 26th. We got a four-pack of passes for you, and I promise this won't be too hard. So time machine coordinates set, and here we go, back in time. David Letterman was still doing The Late Show back. As a matter of fact, he just announced he's got a couple of new interviews on that Netflix thing he does.
Oh, really?
He's talking to Charles Barkley and Miley Cyrus, of
oh,
all
that's
people.
Fun.
I don't know why
okay.
he's talking to Miley, but... We have a Miley Cyrus story later on today.
Okay.
Maybe that's why. Letterman stopped an interview with Jennifer Aniston, leaned in close, grabbed her hair.
Oh.
And started chewing on it. Now, that clip at the time, people were laughing at it, but has it aged well, as you might imagine? There are some that...
He was chewing on her hair?
Yeah, there are some that have said that, you know, made him look like a creep as you go back and look at it. But anyway, it happened this date.
Forgive me if this is rude. I just want to try one thing.
Okay.
Anton.
Chewing her hair.
I'm sorry.
That's going to be worth
something,
a lot of money.
Something
someday.
To do with the steam room. Now the film's already.
People are off here going.
I know people are horrified by that. We'll take it out in editing. Don't worry.
That was something that I'll never forget.
Well, you scared the hell out of me.
There's Dave and Jennifer Aniston. Huh. This is right at the height of her her fame when she was on Friends, and I imagine when the Rachel haircut was all the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, okay.
Has not right. necessarily...
Aged well.
Aged well.
I don't know that it went over well then.
She you can tell that he immediately regrets it. Says, I know that feeling when you know something has gone poorly on the show.
Yes.
Trying to figure out what the Thursdate was, so okay. Letterman chews on Jennifer Aniston's hair. Mm-hmm. Kiss! The band Kiss was performing at Continental Airlines Arena. Some guy in the crowd flashed a laser pointer at him. And, of course, Gene Simmons and the rest of the band didn't take kindly to that. Paul Stanley told the guy, hey, schmuck, take the laser out one more time and I'll jam it up your ass.
Oh, my God.
And that news story, of course, went viral.
Hey, you asshole with the laser right over there. Bring that guy up here with the laser. Come here, schmuck. If you bring the laser out one more time, listen to me. Hey, schmuck. Take the laser out one more time. I'll put it right up your ass. Promise.
Good for you, Paul Stanley. Good for you.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to be honest with you. I did not ever hear that story. That's pretty good, isn't
it? That is hilarious.
What year was it is the question. Burger King introduced Cine Minis to the world.
Oh, I miss those. Those were so good.
I remember seeing those commercials all the time,
those
the Cine Minis.
So good.
There we go. Remember this?
Yeah. Remember coming down the stairs of a morning, the smell of your mama's home-baked cinnamon yeah, rolls wafting out of the kitchen.
Oh.
And then walking right...
Please, my mother was an investment banker.
Well, check out Fresh Baked Cinny Minis at Burger King.
I'll tell you, I remember seeing that commercial. I was probably watching Friends.
Probably.
I remember seeing that commercial.
Those were so good.
What year was it? Couple more clues here. Let's go to the pop charts where Cher had the best-selling record of the year and the big song of the summer.
This is the
first auto-tune song to be a number one hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oiled up at the club.
I remember this video.
Do you believe in life after love?
That was the biggest record of the year. She had some sort of like a Great Gatsby outfit,
yeah,
if I remember.
Yeah, very sparkly.
And how about a little local news? Matter of fact, we just had this guy on the blast-off, because, of course, he has gone on quite a career, David Frazier. The Toms River East Little League team won the Little League World Series. Now, if you grew up here or you paid attention to Little League, you're certainly going to remember this moment. Question is, what year was it? Gone on to play for several teams, but here he is with the Toms River team, bringing up the...
Jersey, such a deserving champion.
That's so cool.
Todd Frazier, a hero all week long, but he had help today.
That is so
That's
cool.
It. It's Todd Frazier. David Frazier was your boyfriend when you were a little kid.
David Frazier was my boyfriend.
I mixed up the names.
That's really funny.
That's right.
You never forgot that story.
David Frazier was your little boyfriend Back, matter of fact, in this very year, Todd Frazier is who I meant to mention.
Yeah, in this very year, David Frazier was my boyfriend.
Is our local boy made good. Back then, playing with the Toms River East Little League team, they won the Little League World Series. Cher had the best-selling record of the year, the first ever with autotune.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss performed at Continental Airlines Arena. And they got awfully mad at a guy with a laser pointer. Paul Stanley yelled at him from the stage. And David Letterman on TV, big number one show was Friends. David has on Jennifer Aniston and starts chewing on her hair, the famous Rachel hair. What year was it? That's your Thursday. Let's figure this out. First caller to tell me the year correctly wins these tickets into Boss Lister Appreciation Night at Breakwater Beach. 732-774-4444. Coordinates had been set in a time machine, but what year was it? Good morning. It's the boss. What year was that?
1998.
It was 1998.
Nice job.
You get a four-pack of passes into Listener Appreciation Party on June the 26th at Seaside at Breakwater Beach. What's your name?
My name's Kathy.
Kathy, driving somewhere this morning?
On my way to work.
Oh, boy. You want to tell us what you do, or is it a big secret?
No, I dispatch for a medical transportation company.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember where I heard it, but I was someone was telling me the other day that their job was to drive somewhere in South Jersey, and they go all the way up into Edison every single day, and they carry the big vats of blood for people who need blood transfusions, that sort of thing. Is that kind of the same thing you do, Kathy?
No, we transport people.
Oh, I see. People. Okay, make sure they get to their appointments and all of that. Gotcha.
They're also full of blood.
All right. Yeah. Well, hang in line 1 second here. We'll get all your information, and we'll get you on the guest list for the Listener Appreciation Party. Be a nice, relaxing night out for you at the beach, okay?
Great. Thanks
all right.
so much.
You got it. Hang on, Kathy. We'll get you on a guest list there. There it is. Your Thursday. It's 1998.
That little league is so cool. That's so fun to hear.
Rochelle hanging out with David Frazier.
That's also hilarious that you...
It's Todd Frazier, who I was... We just met the guy at the blast-off. He's a good friend of our buddy Mark Montanaro from 1-800-AUTOLAND, and he invites him out every year. We met him last year. He's back this year. Was nice enough to come down. He's gone on to play for Major League Baseball, but was one of those kids on the little league team, and... Somehow in my head, I remembered the 12-year-old boyfriend that Rochelle had at the time, and it still bothers me, apparently. So.
Apparently
so.
Psyched about Father's Day?
They make wonderful gifts for Father's Day, too.
It's a perfect gift for anyone.
Give Dad something this Sunday that's not a gift he'll throw away. All you have to do is try. He's not another mug or tie.
Not another coffee mug or necktie. I beg you.
Father's Day, another year. Time to show who you hold dear. Here's a tip on what to buy. He's not another mug or tie.
Thank you very much.
Another big auction going on today. An original Star Wars Boba Fett action figure. This is from 1979. Talk about name the year. His sold at auction. Sold for over $500,000. Now, I guess the deal with this is that they call it the most expensive vintage toy ever because it was never actually released. It was just a prototype they were supposed to make. And Boba Fett was not a major character. Now it is because that Disney show now has made kind of a bigger deal out of him.
Right.
The original action figure, over $500,000. You imagine if, I don't have $500,000 lying around, but if we were big, rich people... I guess you wouldn't care if we were rich people. But
I don't know. I might. That's
I just
a
can't
lot.
Imagine. Hey, honey, look what I got. I got a Boba Fett action figure.
You know, the people who are into the Star Wars things and into the Star Trek, I mean, that's like a whole world for them. It's they go to the Comic Cons and they dress up and they do the, what's that called when they get?
Cosplay.
Cosplay, yeah. So, I mean.
Not to be confused with the furries.
I think that's part of some of
it. No. The cosplay is where they dress, woman dresses up like Princess Leia, a guy puts on a Darth Vader outfit.
But I think the furries go to those things,
No, the
too.
Furries are people who specifically wear the animal costumes, and then they don't take the heads off. Like, if a woman is dressed up like Princess Leia, you could see that she's just a person in a costume.
I see. Okay.
The furries are people who...
They're all
dedicated. Never take the costumes off. They just got a little glory hole. You know what I mean?
Well, they're all very dedicated. So if you're a Star Wars fan, that's probably... an amazing thing to have.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
It's cool.
I don't get it. But
$500,000 is a lot of money. You can make your own movie for $500,000.
Yeah, I don't think there's any.
Now you like the Barbie dolls and all of that. If you had unlimited funds, would you be collecting?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably be Louboutins and not.
Yeah. I like
vintage Barbie dolls.
I like Barbie, and I used to collect Barbie as a kid, but I don't think that I would ever. pay that for anything.
I know, I've mentioned this to you before, but it was an afternoon. I was in this little antique shop, and I was just killing some time on a Saturday afternoon. And they had in the box pristine glasses that someone had gotten at the old World's Fair in the 60s. And they had the, you know, the Unisphere. You've gone by it on your way to the airport. Yeah, they were just glasses. Remember, like, McDonald's used to do this?
Yeah.
Some movie would come out and they'd have the, I think Star Wars would do this.
They did, yeah.
They'd have the little cartoon thing and then you'd go to Burger King or whatever, McDonald's, and collect all four.
Mm-hmm.
They had the same thing. They had four of these from the World's Fair. One of them had the Unisphere and then the other had those big towers like they were in Men in Black. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, right.
And I said, well, those are neat. That's kind of fun. I should get those. They were like $20. And I went, nah, I don't know. I'd have to carry them all the way back, put them on my back. And I didn't get them. I'll tell you, I think about that on a regular basis. It was it was a dozen or more years ago. I should have bought it. We were on a trip once and we saw some Christmas decorations. One of those things where you say, well, this would be a family heirloom. And you go, nah, it's a couple $100. I can't do it. This guy, over $500,000 for a, and it's not even a finished action figure. It's just a prototype.
Yeah.
Take some guts.
I mean, I guess he's got the money. And my guess is he's probably not married.
Maybe that's it. he's not putting any kids through college.
Probably not. Right. No.
Kermit wants to know if we can hang up that line. Is she all set?
No.
She's not all set. Okay, good. So we'll get to her in just a minute. Kermit's having a heart attack. He's like, the line's still on hold. I'm like, it's okay. We'll figure it out. You could do something about it, you know.
You could.
You could do something about it. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Miley Cyrus. It's on the new David Letterman Netflix show.
Mm-hmm.
You said the clip of Dave and the Thursdates.
Yes.
Her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, having a bad week. He and Fire Rose. Billy is 62, by the way. Fire Rose, her real name, I think it's Laura something or other.
Something.
She's 37. They're calling it quits. I didn't even realize they'd gotten married. I heard that
they just got married.
They've been married for 7 months and they're kaput. That's it.
Oh, no.
Billy Ray says it's because of irreconcilable differences, the usual stuff. She calls it what's, quote, inappropriate marital conduct and based on fraud. You know, the first thing I think when I read that is that his ding dong is not working. But then you go, well, they were dating.
Oh, come on.
So she must have known if he had some sort of a problem.
Come on.
Inappropriate marital conduct based on fraud. What does that mean?
She said that or
he
said that?
Yeah, he just went with the standard irreconcilable differences. We're not getting along. The marriage is just not working. I hate my life. And so we're getting divorced and moving on. Fine. But what is inappropriate marital conduct based on a fraud?
I don't know what that means.
First thing I think of is that the ding-dong don't work, but I don't know.
Ooh.
Does Billy get the achy-breaky peenie? I don't know.
Oh.
That could be it. 7 months and it's all over. Well, the plot thickens.
I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know what that could mean.
Don't touch my bleep. My achy breaky bleep.
This is his. All right. Is this his third or fourth marriage?
Fourth marriage for Billy.
Mm.
A big old 7 months. So a little blip on the radar screen in the history of relationships for Billy Ray Cyrus. So. Sorry, kids.
7 months.
This here is The Boss Big Show on 107.1 The Boss and 99.7 FM, Boss App. 107.1theboss.com. A lot of options to listen. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Sad news yesterday. Legendary NBA icon Jerry West passed away at the age of 86. Maybe you're not a Lakers fan, but I know that you know the NBA logo is supposedly based on his silhouette from when he was a player.
That's so cool.
He later was in team management for a long time.
That's really cool.
Made the All-Star team in 14 seasons when he played for the Lakers, won the title back in 1972, and then he was a guy, one of the guys behind the scenes as part of the Showtime Lakers with Kareem and Magic Johnson, and then the Kobe Shaq era right up to the early 2000s till he retired.
Yeah.
But again, that famous logo, you know, the silhouette, the NBA, the logo they all got on all their jerseys and everything. That's him. That's Jerry.
That's
86
very cool.
years old. A couple of years ago, you might remember HBO did a sort of a documentary series. I mean, it was a scripted series, but it was based on all true events. And I thought the guy that played Jerry West, character actor, looked just like him.
Yeah, they did a good job with casting on that show.
Jerry hated it, apparently. But
oh, he did?
Yeah, they said. Yeah. Because they made him out to be a raving lunatic, which a lot of people said he was, in the best possible way. He was just an intense guy. And
he was intense.
He was like McEnroe. We'd go, come on, what is the... You know, you get all upset about everything, but...
Well,
I guess he had sued them in the last couple of years of his life, and I don't know if they had a settlement or what the deal was. But anyway, Jerry West gone at 86 years old. Kind of a sports legend, no doubt about that.
Definitely.
Was he ever a commentator, Joe? I feel like I remember him being a commentator.
I don't think so.
I don't remember
him doing games.
I mean, they just had him on for some sort of a, hey, Jerry West is here. Interviews. What do you think of what's going on? He just came on into the booth for an interview or something. But
yeah, I mean, it's funny. They used to call him the logo.
Right.
You know?
Right. think he might have had a hairpiece on too. but hey, listen, it happens to the best of us. What are you going to do? Are you going to do? This is sort of sports news also. NFL veteran Nate Burleson has been drafted to take over the new edition of Hollywood Squares. ABC does a bunch of those game shows.
That's fun.
You know, they got the one with Michael Strahan.
Mm-hmm.
They had one with Alec Baldwin. They did Match Game. We're going to do Match Game in a couple of minutes here, but they're bringing back Hollywood Squares. Drew Barrymore is going to be the center square. What's the name of that guy? Paul Lynn used to be the center square. Remember?
Yeah.
one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy.
The center square always stays, right? And the other celebrities kind of rotate.
That's
Is that how it goes?
That's right. Then they did the one more recently. The one of the 90s, Whoopi was on it. Remember that?
Oh.
And the guy from Dancing with the Stars, Tom Bergeron, was the host?
Yeah.
So Nate Burleson, the new one. It's also going to be on Paramount Plus. That'll start in January, but they're starting taping now.
Well, good. It's another game show I can sign up to be on and be rejected from.
Wait a minute. Have you been rejected? Has this happened?
No, I haven't actually been rejected. I just haven't heard back from anything, and I've signed up for like 50 of them.
Oh, man.
Ridiculous.
Well, that doesn't mean you must probably takes time. They probably get hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of people.
Right.
Try out for these things.
I'm sure. I'm just.
Have you tried out for Pictionary? You know, we should, we're talking to our buddy.
No, we know the host.
Yeah, our buddy Jerry O'Connell is on next week. He's supposed to call in next week.
God, I'm such so you a can bad ask him drawer, if you want. Though. Like, I mean, of all the game shows, I can't draw a stick figure to save my life. So I just, I would be so bad at that game.
Here's what I know about Jerry is he doesn't care. Just show up and it'll be fine.
I know, but I want to win. Like, the point of me going on a game show is that I'm poor and I need money.
please. We were texting back and forth. He said he's doing like 10-hour days. This is how they do that. They do the whole season in like a week or so.
That's so crazy.
And he goes in there at 7 o'clock in the morning. They tape like 6 in a row. Then he comes back the next day, another 6. That's crazy,
isn't
it?
That's crazy.
Can you imagine if we had to do that? We just had to do like show after show after show? You'd be dead at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how they do.
5 months off, though.
That's true. And they do pay him big gobs of money, I imagine, to do these things. But still, that's a nutball schedule.
Yeah, that would be really hard to do.
And I give, Trebek and Ken Jennings a lot of credit, because it's one thing to do Pictionary where he's basically just yucking it up there. But when you're doing something where you got to read it, and I mean, I've never once heard Ken or back in the day Alex flub a word. That is hard work.
Well, they edit them too.
I guess it's
post-production.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. But man,
that's tough. That really is tough.
Also, some upcoming celebrity guests here I'll just mention to you. We haven't had him on since Joe's birthday back in February. But on Monday, I can now tell you, assuming he's not sicker than a dog, Mr. Leonard returns.
Oh, that's exciting.
No.
Our friend Mr. Leonard is back, and he tells me he is crafting a Father's Day song for us. That's Monday morning. He'll be on about 6:45.
Oh, good.
And Monday, our friend Ralphie will be live at the red carpet of the Tony Awards.
Oh,
he's got all the. He'll be up late at night, and then he'll wake up first thing in the morning. He may just sleep on the red carpet. I don't know, but check in with us on Monday.
Well, it's not too far. It's in New York, so he's not.
Who's hosting the Tonys this year? You told me it's not Neil Patrick Harris anymore. I thought he did it every year. I thought he was like Billy Crystal with the Oscars. But
gosh, it's a woman. She's done it for several years.
Can we look that up?
She's done it for the last couple years now.
I'm rooting for the reason I care this year is because I'm rooting for Back to the Future the musical. I thought that was great. I want to see that win.
Adriana DeBose is her name.
She's gonna be a.
She's done it. She's an Academy Award winner, and she was.
She's
a Tony
an Academy Award winner or a Tony winner?
Academy Award winner.
What the hell was she in? I never heard.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of Academy Award winners you've never heard of, but there's a lot of presenters coming. Angelina Jolie's going to be there, Nick Jonas, Idina Menzel, Ben Platt, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Josh Gad.
As far as I know, this is one of the very few red carpets where our friend Brad Blanks does not attend, but our friend Ralphie does. So hopefully he'll have some Angelina Jolie audio
or
some of the big people on Monday morning.
Yeah, lots of big names.
I got to mention a story. This is, it's got a happy ending, but it's kind of heartbreaking. There's a shelter, a Little Egg Harbor. 60 roosters that came from a cockfighting ring were dropped off there last month. Now, I'm bringing up this story now because they're all fine, and several of them are going to find new homes. They're going to go to different sanctuaries around the region. But 60 roosters came from a ring where they pick each other to death, which is horrible and illegal, of course.
Yes.
And they arrived at the shelter with razor blades attached to their wings. I guess this is a new thing, and I don't know anything about cockfighting. I think it's barbaric and horrible.
Gosh.
But they put the razor blades so then if the bird turns, it can cut the other bird. And that's the way these people. It's horrible.
That's horrible.
Horrible. But the truck arrived and they were just in cat carriers with all these birds. And they've been rehabilitated and they tested them and kept them quarantined until they knew they didn't have any kind of, the bird flu, viruses, all those sort of things. But all the birds are fine. All of them have survived and all of them are being treated. That was the Funny Farm Animal Sanctuary of Atlantic County. Good job out of those guys. I mean, that's heartbreaking. I don't know how people do that work where they got to care for an animal like that. I mean yeah. I'm, even a bird, you just feel bad. I mean, that's just horrible, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. It's...
Look, it's a happy ending. They've all got new homes. So I just wanted to give a shout out. I saw that story on in the Star Ledger and NJ.com, and I just thought it was a good story.
Bring them down to Key West and let them loose.
Yeah, come on. They live large. The birds live large. Now, any of those, you get a bird by any of the beach bars, you know, like even the seagulls. They eat all the left people drop food all the time. They swoop right in. And
that's the way to go.
Drop food. They don't even weigh anymore.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Seagulls pull it right off your plate, you know.
They just come right down and take it.
No question.
I stared one down on the back of the boat one day. I'm out there with a bag of chips and a beer. And he's sitting on one of the pilings. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him. Don't even think about it, you know?
Staring him down.
Stared him right down and finally flew away, went the other way.
Wah, wah, wah.
Get out of here, bird.
And then
we had a dog, too. I said, you see this dog? He'll eat you.
Make my day. Oh, don't touch so Joe's funny. Chips.
Oh, man. I tell you.
That's great.
Then there was another one who used to sit on the top of the boat while we were eating out there, just waiting for us to, like,
he knew.
Flinch or move an inch so he could come down and grab what we had. They get to know you. It's really funny how they you know, you just think they're birds. You know, how smart can they be? But they're pretty smart, some of them.
They can be. I know. I took the kids. We went to Asbury Park. We went to the beach there last summer. Yeah. And Grayson was chased by two seagulls. He was eating goldfish. And
He
didn't drop one. It chased him right down that.
Oh,
beach.
Yeah.
I, as a mom, was supposed to go get him, but I was laughing so hard. Because these birds were on. They weren't flying. They were running. There were two seagulls running after him.
Right.
He's just got these little goldfish and just scrails.
I'm sorry. I still get the image of Joe and a bird like the gunfight at the OK Corral.
Yeah, it was. I'm looking at it.
Who's going to flip? His little fingers are at the trigger just twitching.
You're going to have a bad summer. You take these.
My chips. Find you. These are my chips.
That's great. Play for his tickets. Go see Cyndi Lauper. She's got a farewell tour. 40 years ago. Hard to believe 40 years since that big album with all those big hits. And, of course, she's had many since. And she did Kinky Boots on Broadway, all kinds of things. You think of that one album, which had time after time. And I think True Colors was the next album. But Girls Just Want to Have Fun. She's so unusual. She bopped. Remember, she bopped.
Oh,
she's
going
to
do
all the hits. It's a big farewell tour. Fun. Cyndi. At Madison Square Garden, October 30th, and we'll take a contestant now to play against Rochelle in Radio Match Game. Time to match Rochelle in a super match for these tickets to go see Cyndi. Let's grab line number one. Good morning, it's Boss. You're on Radio Super Match. Who's this?
This is Jim from Lenoka Harbor.
Jim, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. I hope I can beat her.
By the way, are you you're familiar with that seagull Joe was talking about? His boat is down near you in Lenoka Harbor. That's so funny, imagining him in a showdown with a bird over a bag of potato chips.
I have to keep my eyes open for him.
You just be careful. You don't want him stealing your snacks, all right?
You're not stealing his.
Okay. All right.
We're going to do a little radio match game. It's the super match. So we'll give you a blank, and you need to fill it in and match Rochelle. Now, remember, you don't answer until she tells us she has submitted her answer, so we keep it all fair and square. Does that all make sense, Jim?
Okay, I guess so.
All right. You want to let's do one just as this is just a trial run, okay? This doesn't count. This is just a trial run just to get your sea legs here. Jack blank. Jack blank. Let's wait for Rochelle. All right, she's got her answer. How do you answer that? Jack blank.
Frost.
Jack Frost, that is not a match. He said Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
From Pirates of the Caribbean. Whoa. But anyway, you guys
that's
get
okay.
the idea how it works. So that's
okay. That's all right. That's
now,
all right.
Now he's ready to go. Now he's stretched. He's ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. Blank Simpson. Blank Simpson.
All right. Ready?
Rochelle
Bart.
Has submitted. Go ahead. What do you say?
Bart.
He said Bart. Rochelle says Marge. He says Marge. Bart was the answer. Or OJ. Bart or OJ would have been the answer.
I went with the mom. I'm a mom.
You
got to
get two out of three here, by the way. So let's keep our fingers crossed for you here, Jim.
We can do this.
All right. Come on, blank. Come on, blank. That's a tough one. Rochelle thinking about this. Turning it over in her head. Taking all her blessed time.
I hope you can read my chicken scratch.
Come on. Oh, okay. Got it. Yep. Jim, how do you answer that?
Oh, this is a tough one.
Come on.
Come on now.
Come on now is a good answer, but Rochelle said, come on, Eileen, like the song. I was thinking of the old Partridge Family, come on, get happy.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. We can do this.
You got to get the next two to win here, Jim. Billy blank. Billy blank. Radio Supermatch. Rochelle has submitted her answer.
Idol.
Billy Idol. Billy Idol's a good answer, but she went with Billy Ray Cyrus. No!
Sorry, we just, talked about him, so it was the first one that popped in my head.
All right, well, listen, I'm feeling generous, so if you can get this one, we'll give you those tickets. Go see Cindy. The end of blank. The end of blank. Hint, hint, hint. It could be a two-word answer if you wish to be. Doesn't have to be, but it could. Just letting you know that option exists. Rochelle submitted her answer. Jim, the end of blank.
I don't know. The end of time.
You know what? Rochelle said the end of the world, so I'm going to go ahead and give that to you. End of time, end of the world. Same thing.
Same thing.
Tickets to go see Cindy at the Garden. You're going, Jim. Enjoy, okay?
Hey, that's great.
Hang on the line. That's right. He's giggling because he knows he just cheated us out of these tickets, but that's okay.
That's all right.
That's all right.
We had fun. That's all that matters.
We had joy. We had fun.
That's the whole idea. Have
that's
fun.
Right.
We're here
that's
for
right.
a couple of ha-has. And listen, Big Boss Bob paid for the tickets. What do I care, okay? So hang in the line. We'll get all your info, Jim, and get you on the guest list. Another exciting edition of Radio Match Game. Always fun. All right.
I'm so bad at that game. If I was ever on the show, no one would pick me. I'm so bad.
Yeah, you're not great. I'm going to be honest. I don't know how else to put it. You come up with some random stuff. Marge Simpson. I mean, of all the characters on the show, you went with Marge. Not Homer and Bart, or the way everybody would think of them first, but not you.
I'm a mom. I thought of the mom.
You
got to think like the person you're playing with.
I love the one we did where they said balls. You're like, balls? So yeah, ball club. Baseball. And you were, and the woman's like, get your mind out of the gutter, lady.
She said balls. I didn't say balls.
I know, but you went, balls? That's my favorite ever edition. Be on those game show bloopers like they used to do, you know?
Uh-huh.
Ed McMahon. All right, hashtag mom, M-O-M mom. Speaking of moms, speaking of Marge Simpson, mom, God fashion. It's every morning, 7:29, 7:27. You might hear yours just like this.
Jennifer Emily said, my six-year-old has a one-step plan to earn money for a PlayStation.
Oh.
Step one. Find a huge diamond.
And then sell it.
I love his plan.
Good idea.
Good for him. Shayla Miller said, my kids said they wanted to try something new this summer, so I showed them how to vacuum and do laundry.
Those are good life skills you can take with you anywhere you go.
Something new for them.
I'm sure they loved it.
And at Lady Loya said, my son turned 15 this week, and I told him that he should open presents at 2:12 p.m. because that's when he was born.
Ah.
And he said, that's a weird thing to keep in your memories, but whatever. Have kids. They're a delight.
He's probably not entirely wrong. It's a little weird, but I suppose you would remember that sort of thing.
I know what time my kids were born.
If I asked my mother, what day, when's your birthday? Oh, yeah, that's right. She wouldn't know.
No, come on.
I think this is modern moms, the helicopter moms know. The moms years ago, they had no idea.
Come on.
Hey, mom, what day was I born? You think I remember? I got bills
to
pay.
You do remember. You were in labor for a long time. You do remember.
I'm not even sure my mother is sure that I am her kid. You know what I mean? She wouldn't. Is that him? I don't know.
Listen, you were a big baby.
Well,
she remembers,
true.
Let me tell you. She remembers.
You see these stretch marks? Because of you. Hashtag MOM mom.
God, fashion.
Sometimes from dad, sometimes grandmas. We do a Mermaid in 7:29, 7:27. And you might hear yours right here. Fast Five is next.
Today's show is brought to you by Sephora. Come inside for the world's largest collection of lipstick, mascara, and guys trailing behind their girlfriends, staring into their phones.
Congratulations to Jim Inman, Jim from Lenoka Harbor. I don't know why I'm saying congratulations, because he didn't do so well up against Rochelle.
That could have been my bad.
Radio Supermatch, but that's all right. There are no losers on Supermatch. Jim got tickets to go see Cindy Lauper, Madison Square Garden, October the 30th. He was a good sport. It was a nice, clean game. That's all that really matters. Congratulations,
right.
Jim. One more pair, real or fake, tomorrow morning at 7:10. Time now for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know. Number five to number one. Reminder, stay in touch with us on all the socials. We are at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. See some pictures from our adventure the other night with Engelbert Humperdinck at the Basie.
Yes.
And the after party, which featured known mafia associates. Although we didn't know it at the time. Heard about it afterwards.
Don't go on Wiki.
An actor, Gianni Russo, who was in The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading up on him yesterday. He claims to have had a fling with Marilyn Monroe when he was 17. Man, if that's true, he's the luckiest son of a bitch that ever lived, isn't he? Wow.
You think that's true?
Imagine a 17-year-old boy. There was a movie that she befriended a kid or something, Marilyn and Me. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that's based on his life, because he's got a biography. I didn't know anything about the guy. We just met him. And
he's got a podcast. Maybe we should listen to his podcast.
Seems like a nice enough guy, but there's some stories to be told there.
He seems nice enough.
That's what they always seem nice
yes.
enough. yesterday. We also had on Rochelle's cousin, Jacob, Chef Jacob Gagnon, who's in a big competition. Today's the day. Finds out if he wins the whole thing. So last chance to vote. We get the link up for the whole thing, trying to be on the cover of a cooking recipe magazine.
He's still in second place as of this morning. So,
all right, so please vote. We get the link if you're willing to help Rochelle's cousin, 1071. Robbie and Rochelle Radio.
Robbie and Rochelle.
Robbie and Rochelle Radio Facebook. But we're also, of course, at 1071theboss.com, wherever you get podcasts, and then on all the socials and all that business. And we're brought to you by Monmouth Park Racetrack. Continue the shore's greatest Father's Day tradition this weekend. Treat dad to a day at Monmouth Park. This Sunday, all men receive free admission, but it's always a deal. It's always just $6 and free parking at Monmouth Park Racetrack. We love those guys. Here you go, Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Number five. We start at number five countdown today. Remember that whole Yanni and Laurel thing?
Yes.
Kind of similar to that.
Laurel.
Right. There's a comedian, and sometimes it'll be just look at this picture, and some people see gray, some people see turquoise. That happens. People love to share those kind of little things. You've seen this. Comedian, her name is Tess Tregellis. That's what it is. Tess Tregellis. There's a bit, and she'll sing two words. Just sing two words, and depending on how you hear it, it depends. It tells her how old you are, because it's apparently your ears develop as you age, you'll hear these two words sung differently. The two words are, hey now.
Okay.
Does that all make sense?
Yes.
So listen closely.
Hey now, don't dream it's over. Right. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on.
Hey now.
Those are the three songs you hear.
I hear hey now. Am I not supposed to hear hey now?
So it's a montage of Hey Now songs, depending on if you hear Hey Now. I heard Hey Now in all of them.
I did too, but I also know the lyrics of all those songs. Interesting.
Two words are Hey Now. Oh, here, let's get one of her videos on here, because I'm trying to understand what she means by this. Those are the songs.
Those
that she
are the songs
about.
That yeah.
Yeah, we're supposed to hear Hey Now, and I heard them on all of them. Bring up her clip there.
Yanni, Laurel.
No, that's not it. Where the hell is it? Send it to me. Sorry, I'm just yelling at Kermit. Don't mind me here. All right, here.
I'm going to sing a part of a lyric, and then you're going to sing the other part. Hey now.
I see.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
Millennial.
Okay. So how you finish the lyric is what it is? Is that what you hear?
Depending on how you finish Hey Now... So depending on what song you choose is how old you are.
So when she says how you hear it means the thing that pops into your head.
Correct.
Not that you don't hear the word itself.
Right.
Well, that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. What a complete waste. Can I get a refund on that? What a complete waste of all of my time.
Because I would, I mean, I'm
fair enough. I'll be honest with you, though, to her point, I don't even know what the last song was there. I have no idea.
Yeah, well.
I did know the first two, so I guess that goes to show you.
That shows you how old you are, though. And I guess that does make
that
sense.
That sucked. I hated everything about that. That was just stupid. I thought it was going to be one of those cool things where, depending what you heard, like the Lana, we were doing Yanni and Laurel for days.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, no, now you, I hear Yanni now.
That was so weird. That was weird.
You sucked, Tess. That was stupid. Bonus story.
I didn't think it was that stupid.
There's a BBC anchor doing a story. This is kind of like a Ron Burgundy deal. It's about a type of mouse native to Europe. And she just read the teleprompter.
Uh-oh. She Ron Burgundy'd it.
This is kind of like me trusting Kermit that he'll send me the right damn clip.
Over the last 20 years, the number of hazel dormice has declined by as much as 70% across the UK. It's hoped a new project which sees them re-released into their natural habit could help to restore the population. Is it habit or habitat?
Habitat.
Well, it's habit on the auto cue, so what can I say? Nicola Hassler has more. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Oh, good for her. Good
it's
for
funnier
her.
When they're all prim and proper because, you know, they're British.
I know. It does sound better.
Oh, yes.
You wouldn't even know there was a mistake there. Because
she
should have
just gone with it. She sounded fine. They all sound smart. You could be the biggest dummy in the world, but you speak with a British accent and people go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that must be right. It must be habit. I always thought it was habitat, but she must be right.
She's probably right.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Good for her.
God, I hated that Hey Now thing. That was so, I got all excited. That was so stupid. I was trying to be, ooh, am I going to hear, is it going to say, like when you play a record back, or blah, 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 you know?
Stupid. I mean, it does make sense, though.
Yeah, I guess.
I would have gone Smash Mouth, by the way.
Just mad I didn't know the last one. Number four, there's a new article that says the worst one-word text you can send is sure. Now, Rochelle hits K. She had some people.
That's not even a word.
Hey, what do? You come by later? K.
Ugh.
Hates that. Sure. People are saying is the most passive and dispiriting word you can send along.
I mean, I guess sure is kind of, passive, I suppose, but I hate K.
Sure, sure.
Sure is a lot like fine. If someone said, you know, fine.
But I think with fine, there is the negative connotation where you say, can you pick up the groceries? Fine. It sounds a little
PO'd. But that's
PO'd.
What I'm saying.
But if you say, can you pick them up? Sure. You know, sure. Yeah, no problem.
It all depends on...
I'm not excited about it, but no problem. I'll do it.
It all depends on the person who's reading it. Because if it were you who was reading it, every single one of them would be negative.
Nolan is the king of the K. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
You're the king of the K, and Rochelle hates it. Even if you send me that, she gets mad for me. She hates it.
Just put the O next to it. It's so... It's a conversation killer. We're done.
Which, of course, will only encourage him to do it even more now, but...
I hate K.
K.
Hate it. Hate it.
Joe, you coming in tomorrow? Okay. Number three, new study shows the overwhelming majority of dads use duct tape to fix things around the house.
Oh, yeah, it's a perfect tool.
83% of dads say, yep, I'm using duct tape when I got to fix something around the house.
What's that? Duct tape. I need it for taping something.
What is that, American Psycho? That's funny.
Yeah.
Duct tape's great. Last time I was with my mother up at the house up there, they always get a project for, can you help your father and I do this? And we were duct taping the side of the pool. I'm like, Mom, you got this beautiful pool. What you need to do is have the, the thing around it.
The
yeah, they got to get that. Joe just texted me, KKK. Ah!
But see, KK is different.
Yeah. No, he did 4Ks. See, 1K, annoying. 2Ks, cute. 3Ks, race.
Don't do that.
4Ks is just annoying.
You can't do 3. You got to do 4 to annoy. Yeah,
you got to stop at 2, or then you got to go right up to 4.
Right, exactly. I don't mind a KK, but like a K and a period or just a K, nothing is horrible. And going back to the duct tape, I don't know if you know this or not, but do you know that our entertainment center is currently held together with duct tape?
Man, I remember the leg fell off.
And I have a replacement piece, and I never called to have them put the replacement piece on there.
It's working. It's holding the TV up and the candy jar, so what do I care?
It's literally held with duct tape. Yeah. It's holding our TV. It's holding a record player.
I feel like our whole life is held up by duct tape, to tell you the truth.
I'm going to say, duct tape, a Sawzall, and crazy glue. You can do anything.
You can fix
or do anything.
And you don't just have to go with the silver. They got all kinds of multicolored duct tape these days. It's a great time to be alive.
Have you tried that Gorilla Glue tape?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Awesome. That stuff will hold people together. Awesome. I mean, that stuff is phenomenal.
I almost want to go back to college. We can glue butt cracks with Gorilla Glue.
It will hurt you if you tape somebody with that. I mean, duct tape hurts, but that Gorilla Glue tape is like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's right. It's like, whoa.
It is. Okay.
Bonus story.
Yeah.
Can't stop at 2. Got to go to 4.
Yeah.
Man ended up being escorted out of the airport. Another crazy airport story by police. Tried to use a travel hack he saw on the internet to try and, they say your bag's going to be this big to fit in the overhead compartment.
He brought
a pillowcase. Tried to use a pillowcase. They did not allow him to bring it on the flight. He said that there's no reason why he couldn't use it.
This dude was trying to take in a pillowcase full of clothing and other items, which he is stating was simply just a pillowcase. And the dude was like, bro, everybody can see it's not a freaking pillow. Like, come on.
What's the problem?
I don't understand why
first of all,
do that.
Is that true? You can't bring your own pillow on the plane?
Well, you usually can. I've seen this hack where it says, if you've overstuffed your bag or you go to Spirit and it's an ounce over, to take your pillowcase and then to shove your clothes in, or that little neck pillow, to take the actual pillow out of there and then put your clothes in the neck pillow and then put it around, and you're able to get a few more things, stuff it with your underwear and your socks, and then it's double duty. I don't understand why you can't do that.
I want to see where in the TSA guidelines it says can't bring your own pillow and or pillowcase as your travel bag. It's kind of like that deal where you get the stick and you wrap a handkerchief and you're a hobo, Same sort of thing.
They say one personal item, so if you use a pillow as your personal item, I don't understand why you can't do that.
Yeah, I blame Spirit.
Definitely Spirit.
It's got to be them.
You got that jingle there, Joe?
Yeah, I got it.
Filing for bankruptcy, just like Red Lobster, Spirit Airlines. Soon to be, just like Eastern and Pan Am, a thing of the past.
It is a good hack, though, a good travel hack.
There it was. Catch the spirit of Spirit Airlines. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right, they really are bankrupt?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. They're filing for Chapter 11. Catch the spirit of Spirit Airlines. Catch it now. Or the IPO is gone. All right, let's get through this. Number 2, there's a grandma in Utah who has just graduated high school at 97.
Oh.
She skipped, she did not finish her last credit, whatever it was, to graduate in the 40s because her grandfather died and he was the provider and she had to go to work. And so she never quite finished, but she went back to school and now she is a high school graduate finally at the age of 97.
It's never too late to learn.
For as long as I've known my grandma has really impressed upon me the importance of education. The district said we accept her as a graduate.
Mm. What's strange to me, though, is that if Grandpa died, could one of his nine wives in Utah have picked up the slack for the family? Isn't that how that works out there?
Come on.
No?
Come on.
No good? Utah. All right. Moving on. Number one, King Charles. That fiery portrait. Have you seen this? The official King Charles portrait. Have you seen
that
it?
That red,
yeah.
Weird-looking
looks like he's
photo.
Sitting on you know, the throne of fire, whatever that was.
It looks like the picture from Ghostbusters where the guy comes alive out of the photo.
Out of the painting, Vico.
That's exactly, yes, that's what he looks like. Yeah, every time does. I see it, that's all I see.
Oh, King Charles. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was vandalized. You know how the animal rights activists do this, where they, like, they throw ham at a Monet or that sort of thing? They have vandalized it. They pasted a photo of Wallace from Wallace and Gromit, the stop-motion cartoon, over his face as a way to draw attention on the practices of the British government.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
And I got to tell you, it looks better than it did before. It really does.
That's really funny.
If someone didn't tell me, I would have thought that was King Charles. But
that's really, really funny.
All right. Thursday world-famous celebrity birthday file. Mary-Kate and Ashley, you know, the Olsen twins, they were 38 today. Chris Evans, it's Captain America, 43. Steve-O from Jackass, he's 50. Rivers Cuomo, the lead singer of Weezer, Ali Sheedy. Tim Allen. Tim Allen is 71. Talk about infinity and beyond today.
Yeah.
Lead singer of Dr. Hook, Dennis Lecuri. He's 75. And we were just talking about him. Gone but not forgotten, Paul Lynn from the old Hollywood Squares. And Bewitched, too.
Oh, that's right. He was on Bewitched.
Born this day of rock and roll history. It's Sewing Machine Day, Golf Cart Day, and National Weed Your Garden Day. It's like the guy that went 52 miles an hour in a wheelbarrow we were talking about the other day. Weed Your Garden.
Weed Your Garden.
Weed Your Garden.
You weed your garden while you're in your golf cart.
Okay.
That's the way to do it.
Okay. Boy, you've got big guts to say the word pucker on the air and not worry about it. You got to be, you're skating on thin ice, baby.
It's because I'm wearing lipstick.
Look at you.
I can do anything when I have my lipstick on.
Well, that's a fun fact about Valerie, isn't it?
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. 107.1 The Boss.
Sometimes he's like a NASCAR driver where he's got the logo. You know, they pay him to have the logo. He walks around.
Yeah.
It sounds like, I swear he's got a little side deal going with some of these things. Like, he sounds like he's plugging Netflix here. It sounded like more than just a story. It sounded like he's plugging Netflix.
Yeah.
Like you get a little side hustle there.
The way he speaks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Congratulations again to Kathy. Kathy McEnhenny. She got the passes into our Boss Listener Appreciation Party. Four-pack of passes in. Plenty more of those all day.
Yes.
Identified 1998 was your Thursday on the worldwide rotating entertainment on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. I think Tipsy or Toddler may be back next week.
Or okay.
What's next week?
That sounds good.
Are we doing the Thursday talent show again?
I think it would be Tipsy or Toddler.
I think it's Tipsy or Toddler next week. So
yeah.
It's a rotating world of Thursday entertainment. Well, I got a congratulations I got to mention to Tristan Bowie Hollins. Congratulations to high school senior Tristan Bowie Hollins graduating from Brick Memorial High School today.
Yay!
It's graduation day there in Brick. Moo, all the Brick cows are very excited for you.
No cows in Brick.
Congratulations, Tristan. Have a nice life. Hopefully you go to school, get yourself a degree, doesn't put you in debt for 50 billion years. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hope it's all sunshine and roses for you. Thank you to the family for letting us know. Always glad to. You want to be a producer of a radio morning show? Let me know. Let me know on that.
We said we want him to have a bright future.
That's right. I'm sorry. My mistake.
Yes.
We're stuck with Kermit, I guess. All right.
Driving along to work each day can drive us all insane. There's some old man in a fishing hat doing 10 in the fast lane. I got cut off by a Chevrolet. Sometimes I want to blow everybody else away. Just fucking load, let the bullets spray. Slob on the underpass, the guy on the median mowing the grass. Everyone run, rush hours made me insane. Die, commuter, die!
We'll tell you about a mobile oyster bar that's shucking awesome. I can only do that once. I'm.
You're just trying to get fired, aren't you? You haven't even made it to 2 months. Come on. You're like Billy Ray Cyrus's marriage. You're just trying to blow it before 7 month mark. Look at you. I think I'm just watching something I think you would really appreciate. You know that the Trumpster sat down with Dr. Phil for a little therapy session the other day on his show?
I did. What a flipping whap job.
That's so great.
Which one?
Yeah, I know both of them. We had Dr. Phil on not that long ago, and he's got a little loopy since he left Oprah's orbit, yeah, I think. Yeah. But
right.
He goes, now, Donald, when you say this crazy stuff, you know you sound crazy, right? And you think, well, no, actually, I mean it. I'm going to do it.
Uh-huh. And millions of people look at this and they're like, oh, this is great. And then you have all the comparisons to Jesus over the past week. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know you sent me a couple of memes. They're pretty funny, but I just say now when you say that you're gonna try and take out all your enemies, you don't that's unhealthy. You know that, right? He's like, yeah, but don't care, doing it anyway.
Hey, he's on his own island. He can do what he wants.
Was the lady that was on with Dr. Phil? Catch me on the outside.
Catch me outside. Uh-huh. How about that?
Yep,
I remember that.
How about that?
Hey, the good news is, Donald, you're not the father. So.
Yeah. Well, who knows?
About who knows? Exactly.
There's a bunch of them out there. So. poor kids.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
So.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Let's get into this. Talking about Joey Chestnut today. Rochelle said, we first heard about this. You could do it. You could eat 70 hot dogs. I said, I don't know about that. But it got us thinking, maybe you could do it, maybe you couldn't. Is there a food you think you could competitively eat? I don't know how many you could do, but you love it so much. Or maybe you just feel like it'd be so easy, so easy to swallow it, you can down a whole bunch of it, competitively eat it. First thing that comes to mind, you know what I tried to do once? We used to, a bunch of us all worked at the radio station. This is when we were all in our early 20s, and we used to go out and hang out together and party and all of that. And we used to, for lunch, or I might have been dinner, I can't remember, but we'd go to the Hong Kong Buffet was the name of the place. It was one of those Chinese buffets, you know, and they got everything you'd expect. And we'd do the plate challenge, and I think the record, the morning guy had the five-plate challenge. And so I'm the little upstart, the afternoon guy. I'm like, I'm going to beat him. I'm going to do six plates and beat the record. And I tried to win by eating Jell-O because they had Jell-O in the dessert table in the Hong Kong buffet line there. Let me tell you, you get so full. I don't know what happens. The Jell-O expands in your belly. And I was skinny then, too.
How many plates did you eat?
I did six, but I did two plates of just Jell-O. It was this red and green Jell-O. And do you feel bloated after. You wouldn't expect that, would you?
Didn't you once eat like 100 chicken nuggets, too?
I did 101 chicken nuggets. Yeah, won $20 from an upperclassman when I was in high school.
Wow.
That's a lot of chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
I did a 48-ounce steak at Shula's Steakhouse in Orlando once.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's a lot of beef.
That's a lot of beef. 48 ounces.
It was a lot.
I'm just making a note to save that for a drop-in. Robbie and Rochelle, that's a lot of beef. That's a jingle.
I think I could probably do M&M's. I can down like a really big bag by myself pretty quickly.
That's a good answer.
And they're small, so I feel like I could do handfuls of them, and they melt as you're eating them.
Yeah, they melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Right. So, and I could also probably do popcorn, but I wouldn't be able to do it like I like it at the movie theater with all the butter and salt. It would just have to be the plain popcorn.
Right.
But I could eat bags and bags and bags of popcorn and never get full. I mean, I love popcorn.
Food you could competitively eat.
You know what? I eat it when I get them. I don't get them very often. Hardly ever. But when I get White Castle burgers, I can eat like 30 of them and not even like get
You don't
full.
Feel it until later?
No. I mean, they're just they're like candy. It just, you know, they're so small.
Joe's poor cardiologist just drove off the road hearing that.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Well, I don't do it every, you know, once in a blue moon.
They are good. They are good, especially after a night of drinking.
Yeah, that's
it's like
true.
The
yeah.
best thing to Absolutely. Soak up all your alcohol is a greasy White Castle.
Not grease. That's the thing. When you've been drinking, you've been out, and you really, you know, have had too much, and grease is the great antidote. Mm-hmm.
It's like Frankie Valli once said, grease is the word.
Yeah. Like the McDonald's French fries, too. That's always a good
thing. Yeah.
I could probably
dunk
them
in coffee.
That. Yeah.
Delicious.
I don't do that. That's a weird thing.
Oh, the salt in the coffee.
Really weird thing.
Delicious.
It's so weird.
What's wrong with you?
It's so weird to me.
It's just weird.
Your coffee. But that would be a good way to get them down if you were eating French fries competitively, because you could get them down faster.
Soak them, and then you get a little caffeine energy boost on top of it.
That's actually a really good idea.
The food you could competitively eat. 732-774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook us. Those are next.
Thank you. Great to be here, he said sarcastically. You know that phrase, you got a face for radio?
You also have a voice for mime. This show is like a root canal for the ear. But this show does remind me of the power of radio, specifically the power button. And if I push it, I don't have to listen anymore. It's great. Click. This show is so bad. My antenna has entered concussion protocol. That's my time. Thank you again. Get me out of here.
107.1, the boss talking food today. You're he said.
She said.
You know, the story about Joey Chestnut. Banned from the Nathan's Contest, Coney Island, 4th of July weekend, but now doing this thing with Kobayashi on Netflix Live. You got to think, what about you? If you're going to do this, you're going to be a professional eater, which is a thing.
It is.
Like we talked about. Mm-hmm. They trained for this. What food could you competitively eat? 732-774-4444 connects you to us. You can call us or text us, same number, or Facebook.
4168 said Reese Pieces, 1,000%.
Yeah, let's go down easy until they don't. You know?
Yeah, the peanut butter can get to be, that's a thing. Like it can be a little heavy. But just like with competitive eating, if you do it quickly, you're probably okay.
Ask any first grader when they're on Halloween. They eat the little fun-sized candies. They go down real easy, and then you want to barf after about 10 of them.
Yep.
You
know? Beth said celery. Oh. I know I'm weird, but I love it, and then I wouldn't feel bad for eating it.
Only good thing about celery is that after you eat something spicy, it cools you down a little bit. You know, that's why they give it to you with the wings.
It's so chewy, though. I think it would be hard to competitively eat. It's all the little stringy things.
The same with bananas. I hate when you get that string with a banana.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I hate that.
That ruins the whole banana. 2906 said nachos. I can down a plate of nachos in like 5 minutes.
You think you could eat several plates of nachos. You can't. There's no way. Like you get those volcano nachos at the Jimmy Buffett restaurant. Come on.
I don't know.
It could literally kill you.
It'd be fun to see, though.
Yeah.
John said raviolis.
Again, those go down easy. I just feel like you get through the second plate, and then you've regretted all the decisions you made in life.
Yeah. 7851 said sushi. I've done 20 rolls in one sitting.
What was the place we went where they had unlimited sushi, and I sat down, I was like, challenge accepted.
Grillstone or something like
that. Yeah, and I think I did about 11 of them, right?
Yeah,
was it 11 full rolls?
It was all you can eat sushi, but they would only bring you one roll.
Yeah, because they knew that there'd be obnoxious people like me.
You did 11 rolls, and I think if they were bringing them out more, you probably could have done more.
But I was absolutely miserable after the 11. It was a terrible mistake. But you're right. I probably would have done another 2 or 3 had they just brought them out one right after another.
20 rolls is a lot.
And the guy says that. He's like, we don't bring them out because we wouldn't want you to get sick and waste them. I'm like, no, that's not it. It's because you don't want me to eat your unlimited sushi. That's what it is.
6735 said.
Come on to you.
Bacon-wrapped chicken livers. Oof. I love them, and I have seen people throw up just from the smell, so that would help me to narrow down the competition.
That's not how it works. It's how many you can eat. What's the deal? You just get everybody else just says, no,
well,
I won't do it.
They love them.
You win by default? Okay.
That's gross.
Diabolical.
Yeah, that's gross.
And one more.
Andy said, depending on how much 420, it would be good in Plenty's or Tostitos.
Means you get the munchies from smoking weed?
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right, line 2's been hanging.
Good morning. Eileen from Pitten Falls.
Hi, Eileen.
I don't know how many I could get through.
Right.
But shrimp cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
You could probably
yes.
You could probably do a lot initially, but then the aftermath of the shrimp, not so good on your belly. Not so good.
Well, that's possibly true. I mean, I've never tried.
They start going down easy, but then it gets harder as you go along.
Yeah,
that's my guess how that plays out.
Yeah, but, initially it would be so enjoyable.
Yeah. It'll lube yourself up with that tartar sauce. Mm.
No. Red sauce.
Yeah, you got the cocktail sauce.
Okay,
fine.
Cocktail sauce. All right. Sorry.
Yes, absolutely.
I didn't mean to upset you, Eileen. Thanks for calling. I've said that, I think, about every one of these foods, with the exception of the chicken liver there. It starts off easy, like, I got this, and then it gets to be a terrible nightmare, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Foods you could competitively eat. What do you think? You're going to pull the old Joey Chestnut. What would you choose? He goes with hot dogs. What about you? Lines are open. Call us or text us or answer on Facebook at 107.1 The Boss. Everybody seems like they're in a fog today.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, it's not a Monday.
I'm pretty sure Nick said it was Wednesday, but no, it's Thursday. So everybody's got weekend brain going.
That's it.
And everybody, it's funny. It feels like there's a snowstorm coming. It's that same sort of feeling. Everybody's like, oh my God, this 100 degree weather, the pits of hell.
Yeah.
Going to be little demons running around the streets. They open up the gates of hell because it's going to be 100 degrees. So it kind of feels like that when everybody gets nervous before a big blizzard or something.
Go get your milk and bread.
I know, right? Doesn't it kind of feel that way?
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Bit of a strange thing, I suppose, here. I don't know.
I saw our neighbors bringing their plants in yesterday.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're worried it's going to be too hot now. I'm not sure what was happening there.
Going to melt your petunias.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so invested in this, because it's not a place I really had gone more than a couple of times, but for some reason I'm very invested in the success of Red Lobster. Red Lobster, as you may know, has been going through some tough times. They've closed a bunch of locations. They're not out of the game yet, but they have filed for what's called Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Now, Chapter 7 is when they file, and then they got to liquidate everything, and that's it. It's all over. This is Chapter 11, where they try and reorganize, sell off some stuff, get in some new capital. Which is always risky because, of course, then you get people that want their money back. But anyway, they're trying to reorganize and come back from the whole thing. And sometimes it works out for businesses. Sometimes it doesn't, as you probably know. So that's what's going on with Red Lobster right now. And again, I've only been there a couple of times, but I feel very invested in their story. I was actually reading in the history of the company, and it goes back almost 60 years. And I didn't realize the guy that started it, a guy named Darden, was also the guy behind Olive Garden a bunch of other famous restaurants. Yep. I'm somebody who likes a local restaurant. I'm really not somebody who does the drive-through.
Don't go to
the chain places. I mean, unless I'm in the airport or something, I really don't. And so I don't know why I care so much, but I feel very invested. I feel very concerned for the future of Red Lobster for some reason.
I don't know why you do. Is it because it's seafood and that's?
I guess. I mean, I do like the seafood. I think they got a great logo. I mean, I don't know. Just something about it makes me feel like I'm part of this, and I have nothing to do with it. The last time we were at a Red Lobster was right during COVID.
It was.
Remember, they closed everything down, and then a couple of places opened up if you sat, three people in the whole restaurant, and we went to one. I can't be before that. I can't tell you the last time I was at a Red Lobster. So again, I don't know why I care. But this morning we got some good news, a little ray of hope. I remember there was a story about a week or so ago that Flavor Flav, like me, a big Red Lobster fan for whatever reason.
He's a huge Red Lobster fan.
He likes those cheddar cheese biscuits, I guess. So he was going into his local California Red Lobster and ordering the whole menu on like a daily basis, just as a way to give him a bunch of cash. Swiped a card. Flavor Flav loves this place.
Yep.
Well, they appreciated it so much because he was putting it on social media, trying to get people, again, like me, to rally the cause for Red Lobster.
Yes, like you.
They have now hired him as an influencer to be a spokesperson for their Crab Fest, which is coming up,
where you get the
crab legs. And I'm hoping that I was like, this is great. But then I said, wait a minute. They're not paying Flavor Flav, are they? Hopefully he's doing this out of the goodness of his heart to try and save Red Lobster. Hopefully they're not paying some big celebrity talent fee.
That's a good question.
So now I'm even more concerned about the future of Red Lobster. So
maybe they're paying him in biscuits.
Well, yeah. No, just don't eat all the biscuits, Flav. Leave some for the rest of us. Poor Red Lobster. Help us. I don't know why I care, but I'm all worked up about it.
I don't really.
But poor Red Lobster.
I don't know.
Rochelle doesn't care at all.
I mean, I don't, first of all, I don't really like Red Lobster. Their biscuits are good, but I don't think they're the best things in the world. But you never want to see a business go under. But I mean, I would rather be a business like that than some local business down in Point Pleasant or something.
You're right.
Like, I don't want to see the lobster shanty go down or I don't know.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? So
you're right.
If I got to choose between the two, then...
then die Red Lobster.
Buy Red Lobster. I don't know. All their fish comes from China.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
it's like a Chinese company that owns it.
I don't want Chinese fish.
It's not about... I'd rather just... You've
been on a boat for 4 days
here.
Before you eat it. You don't want that.
That's what I'm saying. It's all frozen, and the poor little lobsters that are stuck in the dirty tank, you got to look at their face before you eat them.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
wow. Well, you turned me around on this, let me tell you.
I'm not a fan. I don't want to see people lose their job.
No, I know.
Just don't care.
You know what we should do? We should go to Red's in Point Pleasant.
Yeah, we've never been
all
there. I know where it is.
It is great. Great.
Mm.
Big giant lobsters and all kinds of seafood and stuff. It's amazing. It really is. And it's kind of like one of those, from what I've been told, one of these kind of New Englandy places where you go up to the window, you tell them, what you want, and then they give you a number, and you put it on the table, and then they bring it to you.
Oh, fun.
Oh, that's really fun.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun, yeah.
Need some chowder. By the way, that reminds me, we were talking about what food could you eat chowder. Yeah, they do. Competitively. The guy called in, he said he had a buddy that was in a contest at the shore. He ate 435 clams.
That's so crazy.
And then he had to go to the hospital afterwards, and they called him up. They wanted him to be on, like, the Today Show to do it again, and he said he couldn't do it. That was our friend Joseph called about that. 435 clams.
That's
can you
insane.
Imagine? Whoa.
That's ugh. Insane. Oof.
Is right.
I can eat 12, but
it's a lot.
Like boogers.
It's he said,
she said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.
Picking your brain, if you were going to be a competitive eater, what food would you competitively eat? Think about that. 732-774-4444. A couple of lines hanging. Good morning. It's the boss. What do you say? What could you competitively eat?
Delicious mushroom and tomato sauce.
I mean, it's nice to have one dish. I don't know.
I don't know.
I can eat dishes of them.
You could probably eat them. The pain would start, I would think. Hi, it's the boss. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. How about you?
Oh, I'm good. How about orders of French fries?
Yeah.
French fries might be...
French fries, that would be
that
a good
might
one.
Be doable. You might be able to bang out a bunch of those, even if you did have a little stomachache afterwards. You probably could get through... Gosh, how many of those McDonald's ones in that little packet you think you could do?
Oh, I could do... 4 or 5, really.
Really? See, I think I'd do 25, 30 of those easily. Again, you'd feel the pain later, but those little things, just pound them, you know? If you're competitively eating and you've prepared yourself.
I guess. I mean, I know you could grab a whole handful of fries and down them, and they do go down pretty quickly.
All the salt just slides right down the throat.
You're going to need something to drink, though, with all that salt, and then you're going to, that's where you're going to mess up, because you're going to.
They drink water at the Nathan's contest.
No, they usually dunk the buns in there.
But so you're allowed to drink a glass of water.
You are, but then that's going to fill you up. So that's, you got to be careful with all
swig
that salt.
Just to make sure, that's
you got to listen. We're
you leave with kidney stones.
Really. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, definitely.
On the Text Connect, a lot of answers here. Facebook, too.
Drew said ham and cheese sandwiches. I've had several witness me down 12 sandwiches in less than a minute.
Huh.
12?
Yeah, that's
That's a lot. Good. That's a lot of bread.
That's pretty good. And that's what it is. It's the bread that kills you.
Yeah. Jake said wonton soup noodles.
So again, I don't want to keep saying the same thing over and over again, but I just feel like all of these seem like you could, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. But then again, you get six, seven in.
Anything that you're eating a ton of, you're going to have, it's just
good idea
be
turns
good.
To a terrible idea. Although the French fries, I think, might be the way to go.
I don't know. Trish said olives.
Olives is a good answer.
That's a good answer. Those are salty, though, so you got to be careful with those, too.
I couldn't do the green ones, but the black olives
I could
do. The
black olives all day.
Yeah, they're salty. The ones that are stuffed are just too salty for me.
Stick them on the tips of my fingers and go 10 at a time.
Yeah.
8080 said Pete and Elda's pizza.
Oh, yeah, Pete and Elda's is good stuff. Heavy, though. Heavy.
Yeah, it is. 0246 said, is beer a competitive food group?
What if I do the squid? Speaking of Pete and Elders, they got great calamari over there.
Great. It's see this. Same
especially thing, it was not breaded. It was just a straight squid, you know?
The same thing with the fries, though. Like when it's fried, you get all that oil and you got to just, it's going to weigh you down. It's going to weigh you down.
I got a couple of texts here on my private line from our friend Rutledge over at the Basie.
Oh, yes.
He says the cheese doodles, he'll bang a couple bags of those.
Oh, the cheese doodles. They make them in those big tubs for a reason.
Superfan Ray says Oreo cookies. Cookies. No one is, everyone's been doing straight kind of weird foods, dessert food. Oreos would be a good one.
Yeah, we had a texter say the Girl Scout Thin Mint cookies, and they've got to leave them in the car when they buy them. Otherwise, they'll eat them in one night.
Well, you know those little bags of the, I think it's Famous Amos, does the teeny little mini chocolate chip cookies? How about the mini chocolate chips or the mini muffins? You remember those? The
those
little mini muffins?
Good too. Patricia has a good one. This might be the winner. She said she could eat watermelon forever.
Watermelon
That's
is
a great one.
Excellent answer.
Because it doesn't really feel, I mean, it's just water and it's.
Imagine her chowing.
Yeah. You gotta watch out for those seeds.
You're not gonna blow your teeth like you would with corn on the cob.
Right, right. That's a great answer.
Patricia, look at you. Sexy baby. She's got all dripping down her face.
I love water.
Oh, yeah, too. That's hot.
Especially when it's in season. It's so sweet. Oh.
You're turning us all on there, Pat. Food you could competitively eat. Hang on, I gotta clean my face now. I got to.
You didn't even eat anything.
Just acting that out.
Gross. That's so disgusting.
Text Connect. Facebook stays open. I'm disgusting. Imagine Patricia. A little on a motorboat and a watermelon.
Why, though? Why? Why?
Even after we conclude, we keep it open. Thank you for your calls and your messages.
$10,000 cash. 1071 The Boss Cartoon Cash.
You've gotten us your license plate. Great. If you haven't done it yet, just couple of days left to do it. You can do it whenever you see the Boss Roadies or at 1071theboss.com. Click Cartoon Cash, brought to you by John Guire Supply. Got a big cash jackpot, $10,000. Get your money right now. Here's a license plate we're looking for. K49GCF, New Jersey license plate. K49GCF, if that's you. Clock has started 10 minutes, 7 seconds from right now to call us at 732-774-4444. You'll qualify for $10,000. Win some cartoon cash right now. New Jersey plate K49GCF from Jersey's free money radio station. Come on. And endless crabs next week at Red Lobster. So how about that?
Sure.
Maybe if you work at Red Lobster, you'd be number one on this list. Someone sent me a BuzzFeed list of signs it's time to quit your job immediately.
Uh-oh.
Number one, you notice all the good people have left. All the talented workers.
Okay.
Your environment is hostile. Your stomach turns when thinking about going to work. Your side hustle makes you more than your regular job, and or you need multiple side hustles. No growth in the company. You're not being paid what you're worth. Your check bounces. It affects your life outside of work. You have panic attacks. I realize I have about 89% of these. So.
Yeah.
Man, I'm feeling all of those.
Does it tell
just
you?
Just another day at iHeart.
I know, right?
Does it tell you how many of those you need to have in order to quit? Is it, do you have to have all of them, or
how many boxes, Doc? How many of these? How many before I should be concerned? There's 26 of them. And, yeah, number one is, if you're working at Red Lobster now, it's probably a time to get out. Okay,
yeah.
So you got that going for you. I don't know. I feel that way all the time, but I feel that way even if I get invited to a party, I start feeling a panic attack, and it affects the rest of my day. So who's to say that it's just toiling away in traffic? I don't know, but.
I don't know.
I got to mention this also. You know, I read the Asbury Park Press every day because it's free because Bob used to own it.
Yeah.
They're doing a contest on the best mascot at the Shore. Remember we had the girl on who was the mascot for the Blue Claws?
Yep.
That's a professional team, of course. These are high school teams. They call it Asbury Park's Mascot Mayhem. Their sports writer, Joe Mason, has got the column going. He's doing a vote here, and they're going to announce your favorite high school mascot for Shore Schools. The victor will be named this coming Monday. And they got them all, the Mattawan Huskies, the Howell Rebels, the Keyport Red Raiders, Red Bank Catholic Casey's, Raritan Rockets, Marlboro Mustangs are all right there.
That's fun.
Rumson Fairhaven Bulldogs, the Ocean Township Spartans. That's the one that, isn't Michelle's kid with the Spartans?
Listen.
Because it reminds you of the Michigan
it's
team.
The that exact is, same color
yeah, your college team's
Michigan State Spartans, the same logo. Michelle came in with a Spartan shirt on one day.
I thought you were going to tackle her.
I was like, what the hell is that?
Where'd you get that?
She was like, what? It's my kid's school mascot.
It looks exactly the same.
It's the they exact got this, same
it's like
color.
They copied and pasted the graphic.
Everything.
Well,
not okay.
It's on the Asbury Park Press website if you're interested. Everybody settle down. And this is, what do you say, goes back to 2010, the last time we had a heat wave like this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been quite a while. I don't know if many people are ready for it. You know, I was just looking at the model data and, you know, things always seem a lot worse than they actually are. But it's going to, like, whether 110 verifies or 101, I don't really think that there's much of a difference there. Because if you have health conditions, it's going to still impact your body. And it's something that you got to be ready for. Today and tomorrow, it's going to be hot, but it's not going to be extreme. You know, real field temperatures in the low to mid 90s. We can deal with that. A couple spotty pop-up showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Tomorrow, maybe more of a line of thunderstorms developing later in the day. But the good news is we are going to have a little bit of a sea breeze develop, and that should allow for the thunderstorms to not maintain their intensity as they move to the south and east. So timing still looks like after 5 o'clock. We got to work out the exact details on that, but most of your day should be absolutely fine. Weekend's great. Then next week, specifically Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that is when we're looking at the worst of the heat coming in with those heat indices. That word again.
Yeah.
Over 100 degrees.
You get your emojis ready to go for your little report star on Facebook. I imagine you're going to come up with fire and devil emoji, all kinds of things, right?
Thank you for giving me the ideas. I wasn't thinking about that before now. Now I have the ideas in my mind, and I will attribute them. I'll give you some commission. All
right? Yeah, we'll devil with a pitchfork behind you. You know, the gates of hell have opened.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. I like that. I'm going to make that right now. Thank you.
And I can't wait for the people letter. You're offending my sense. This is not right. The devil on my Facebook. Oh, my God. Miley, unlike Taylor, doesn't write songs about these things. Or maybe she will. Maybe a good country. We got to get a parody. Does that put a bleep? Achy breaky.
Poor Billy.
Achy breaky.
Poor Billy.
Finally, Friday program tomorrow morning, bright and early after 6 a.m. Back at it. Last chance of some Cyndi Lauper tickets at 7:10. We'll do real or fake. Fun facts, dumb crook news. The freak out to officially start the weekend. We'll do a he said.
He said.
We'll get Ross in it, too. He'll be in here with the horrible scopes. And you're on kid duty tomorrow, so Ross will be doing a lot of the heavy lifting. I know that. One more passes in to our listener appreciation party, Breakwater Beach. Try and get you qualified for 10 grand. We'll do the cartoon cash, 8 o'clock hour tomorrow morning. Have a great day.